007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Interesting one to start with today, Dad's Army.
Dad's Army, the classic 1970s BBC sitcom, which actually was placed fourth in a poll back in 2004 as one of Britain's best sitcoms. They've decided that it's worth a big screen version with Bill Nighy and Toby Jones leading up the cast.
Interesting.
I suppose, you know, you look at it and say they're putting everything else out there.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Why not Dad's Army? I like Toby Jones. I think
he's
great
super
actor.
Yeah.
You know, he's good in it. So we'll see how that one progresses. You know,
it's very good.
It's probably got a huge following here. Will it translate around the world as big as
a lot of people used
should?
To watch it here? Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see
about
that one.
Now, DC Comics doing incredibly well in terms of filming. Batman versus Superman about to begin, and it's just all go for them.
Yeah, it is. And that's going to be obviously a massive project. They've got Justice League, which is scheduled to begin shooting after that as well. This is a combination of Warner Brothers and DC Comics, and there was an article in the Wall Street Journal which sort of delved into the long-term strategy of the studio, and they sort of dropped a bit of a bombshell that they have 9 other movies based on DC Comics in development.
Wow.
Just what the world needs.
Well, this one seems to do well.
They do, that's the thing. Wonder Woman was sort of mentioned as potentially
that's been
one.
Mentioned for years though, hasn't it?
It has.
I think they're just, it's all about
Shazam,
casting.
That's another one as well that could sort of make that list. But when you think 9 of them, that's quite a lot.
That is
and
a lot.
Like all these are sort of tentpole movies. Mm. They cost about $200 million to make. So it's a lot of money to make them, but the reason they do it is that they make the money back, exactly.
All right. News of a crime novel hitting the screen.
Yeah, Thomas Alfredson has been slated to direct an adaptation of Headhunters author Joe Nesbo's crime novel called The Snowman. Now, the story revolves around a character called Harry Hull, who's a detective who's been featured in 10 previous Nesbo novels, a loose cannon within the Oslo police force. Hull investigates the disappearance of a woman whose pink scarf is found wrapped around a snowman.
Wow.
Now, he's taking over the reins from a suggested Martin Scorsese, who was interested in circling the project at one point. There was some versions of a character. Morgan Freeman played them in the Alex Cross films.
Right,
you know, so
yes.
Some linkage there.
Okay.
But Thomas Alfredson is actually going to work on the screenplay as well. And, Scorsese's always circling a lot of projects, so it's not unusual to have his name associated with something like this. But, Joe Nesbo's novels are hugely
there
popular.
There you go. So The Snowman is next up there. Yep. And an historical novel hitting the big screen too.
Yeah, this is from filmmaker Roland Emmerich, who people will know from 2012, The Day After Tomorrow, and Independence Day. He's acquired the screen rights to John K. Robin's historical novel, Maya Lord. And this is a fact-based story. It follows a man who's shipwrecked after a dangerous storm in 1511 and found himself on a mysterious shore in the New World. He and his Spanish crew members are enslaved by a Mayan tribe with no hope of escape, and instead the adventurer tries to find a way to advance in their society. Emmerich is already committed to making a 1960s gay rights project called Stonewall. And it says here on my script, the long-awaited Independence Day 2. Now, they're words I wouldn't have associated with Independence Day, the long-awaited, but there you go. And he'll probably get to work on this one after that.
Okay,
so
very good.
Are you waiting for Independence
Day
2?
Not hugely, you.
Okay.
No. Maybe some people are, we just don't know about them. Now, Johnny Knoxville, we haven't heard about him in a long time, actually.
No, and he's a good draw at the box office. He's going to star in a new movie called Sick Day. It's described as a modern-day Ferris Bueller's Day Off-style
right.
film. Knoxville is going to play one of 3 friends who have an annual tradition of calling in sick one day per year, where they fulfill their wildest fantasies without getting caught.
Sounds like it's good, got a movie, doesn't it?
Yeah, good high-concept, original sort of idea. idea there. So that's Johnny
very
Knoxville.
Good. Now, Michael Fassbender very much out and about at the moment promoting Frank, of course, but he's just finished Macbeth, and what else is happening?
Well, that's right. And the filmmaker he worked with, Justin Kurzel, on that movie, they're going to join forces, it looks like, for a movie based on the video game series Assassin's Creed. Fassbender has been attached to star in the film for some time, but it now looks like the director is eager to start and work production on him. He's best known, he's an Australian filmmaker, best known for the acclaimed true story drama Snowtown, and as I said, they've been busy together working on Macbeth, so we will
very good
see.
Look forward to seeing that.
Yeah,
Assassin's Jack Rayner in it too, so it'll be interesting to see that one. Now, some more casting news for us.
This is a new Reese Witherspoon movie. It's called Don't Mess with Texas, and Sophie Vigera and Michael Mosley have joined the cast as well. Mosley will be known to people, he's in the US sitcom series Sirens, and he's also sort of starred in things like Scrubs, Justified, 30 Rock, a lot of things like that. But
Sounds like a Reese Witherspoon type of movie, doesn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah. It's about a cop and a prisoner on the run in Texas with cops in hot pursuit, and Mosley will portray a cool detective in the movie. So there you go. Don't mess with Texas.
You've heard it here first. Now, Trailer Watch, what have you chosen for us to watch online?
Well, it's coming out in July. It's out in June in the States, but this is going to be a big movie in 3D on the big screen. How to Train Your Dragon 2. The first one was a wonderful movie. A great animated film from DreamWorks. But this one is 5 years on, Hiccup and Toothless, and they find a new world where there's loads of new dragons and a mysterious dragon rider. And the thing about it is you can watch the trailer online, but they also released the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Really?
So you can get a snippet of it and have a look at it. Yes.
Yeah,
so just have a Google of it and you will find it.
Very good.
It's worth checking out.
How to Train Your Dragon 2. Check it out. New releases in the big screen.
We'll start with Advanced Style. This is examines the lives of seven unique New Yorkers in a documentary whose eclectic personal style and vital spirit have guided their approach to aging. Pompeii was released during the week as well. It's a big budget.
It certainly is. Yeah, I saw it on Monday night. Do you know what? I didn't think it would be for me, and I know I'm not the demographic for it, really. It won't be winning Oscars for best screenplay or anything like that, but I have to say the effects were excellent.
Well, that's
it
what
did
you go
entertain
to those.
Me. And the perfect length. You know, the way we're saying a lot at the moment, movies are too long. Perfect length. You know, a little bit silly here and there, but have to say, great special effects, very well recreated.
If you want that, you see. If you want the big effects and you want to see that on the big screen, that's the thing. And that's why they do so well there. Now, there's a movie with an Irish connection. It's called Run and Jump because it's about an American doctor who travels to Ireland to study the Casey family after the 38-year-old Connor suffers a stroke, which changes his personality. Will Forte and Maxine Peake star in that movie. And then a film that was shot in the Burn is Songs for Amy. This is about Sean O'Malley, a struggling Irish musician, writes an album for the love of his life in an attempt to redeem himself with the help and hindrance of his misfit bandmates. Sean Maguire, James Cosmo and Patrick Bergen star in that movie.
Okay,
the late Paul Walker stars in this next movie. It's one written by Luc Besson. It's called Brick Mansions, but an undercover Detroit cop who navigates a dangerous neighbourhood that's surrounded by a contaminant wall with the help of an ex-con in order to bring down a crime lord. Okay, and we've got a comedy in the shape of Seth Rogen, Rose Byrne and Zac Efron
yes.
Starring in this one. It's called Bad Neighbors. It's about a couple with a newborn baby who face unexpected difficulties after they're forced to live next door to a fraternity house.
I'm Teddy. This is Pete.
Who's this little lady?
Stella,
that's
yeah.
So
best
cute.
Name ever. Are you kidding?
She's a little flirt.
Oh, like her mom, I bet.
Cool. Anyway, if you could maybe just sometime...
Keep it down!
All right.
Well, man, if you guys ever need anything or we get too noisy, just talk to me or talk to Pete. We'll take care of it.
Same with us. I mean, we get pretty loud over there.
Yeah, we're
Game
busy.
Of Thrones, we get loud. When Khaleesi comes on, I'm like, oh! Yeah, it's crazy. All righty.
Well...
Dope.
Yeah, that is Bad Neighbours.
That's Bad Neighbours. And I think you know what you're going to get with that
exactly.
movie. It's a Seth Rogen movie with a bit of fun. Blue Rune is the final movie of Mysterious Outsider's quiet life is turned upside down when he returns to his childhood home to carry out an act of vengeance. So that's your movie choices this week.
Nice choices this week. All right, TV movie, what have you chosen for us?
Well, by accident, I sort of, it wasn't by accident, I put it on. I watched a Blu-ray of Forrest Gump. I kind of watched about 20 minutes of it. And I just went, oh, Tom Hanks is such a good actor in some movies. You know, some people mightn't agree, but when I saw this in the listings, I was going, actually, this was the movie to test to see, did you like Tom Hanks or not? And it was Castaway.
Yeah, see, I'd gone off with Forrest Gump because I didn't like Forrest Gump, actually.
Oh, there you
see,
go.
There you go.
Let's have a big argument about it. He plays a FedEx executive in this one who basically survives a crash, an airplane crash, and he ends up on a desert island. And about, what, an hour of the movie is just him on his own trying to survive on this desert island.
He won me back, no doubt about it. And God, the plane crash in this is extremely well done.
But you know, the performance by Wilson, you have to watch it for Wilson. He's absolutely superb in it. So you'll catch it anyway tonight on TV3 at 9:30.
Very good, Gareth. Thanks very much.
Thank you.